The first in the series of peace-building lectures has been held in Accra. The lecture, dubbed the Quest for Peace in Ghana and Africa, was initiated by the Rotary Club of Accra West in collaboration with the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEC. It is to serve as a monumental discourse to consolidate peace in this election year. George Accra has the rest of the story.
The maiden lecture, which was delivered by the former dean of the Faculty of Law at the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Ekwea Kwenyihia, made it clear that positive peace can only be maintained if committed governments initiate good collective economic policies to address the needs of the mass of the ordinary people in the street. She said there is also the need for governments to be proactive in releasing information and providing explanation for policies to the people. According to Professor Kwenyihia, the absence of conflict or war alone does not connote peace in a country. Rather, the absence of poverty, quality service delivery, and the prompt provision of social amenities to the majority of the people form the pillars of peace.
Are we a peaceful country, really peaceful country, or are we sitting on a time bomb? Today is globalized world. There is a new definition which looks at peace as a transformational approach to sustainable development. And I think that we should be interested in that kind of peace. Does freedom of speech mean that you can say anything about anybody, anytime, anywhere? Because that could be a trigger for disturbances all over the country. Because I think the basic tenet for peace, that we should respect each other. We should recognize that your rights end where your neighbor's rights begin. And that, as human beings, one of the basic requirements of coexistence is respect. And respect, no matter what you are in society, what your position is or what your role is. This is an election year, and therefore, the mantra is peace, peace, peace. We should avoid election violence. We should avoid anything that will disturb the peace of this country.
The executive director of IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, said the international community has keen interest in all developments in the run-up to this year's election. Failure to maintain the peace would spell the doom of the country's democratic credentials.